Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thoughts, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Production for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in WeTalk Productions and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Sadly, tonight's topic, predators, child sex trafficking, and slavery. It's said, You can tell a lot about a society by the way they treat their most vulnerable population. Some say that you can tell a lot about a society because they have a vulnerable population. Children are priceless. It is our duty to protect, defend, teach, nurture, and love them. Yet it is said that child sex trafficking and slavery has surpassed the sale of illegal weapons and is expected to surpass the illegal sale of drugs. The demand for sex with children, the availability of children to engage in sexual activity, and the economic explosion of the child sex and slavery racket is indicative of our society's appetite for sex with children and capacity to debase the lives of those who depend on us most. Victims of child trafficking can be used and abused over and over. A $32 billion a year industry, human trafficking is on the rise and is in all 50 states. That's the United States. 4.5 million of trafficked persons are sexually exploited. That's a lot of folks. One is too many. Up to 300,000 Americans under 18 are lured into the commercial sex trade every year. That was reported on July 30th, 2017. Children are lured into the child sex trade at shopping malls, bus stations, and the internet. Pay attention, listening audience. From the Huffington Post, Dr. John DeGarmo, 2016, says 300,000 children in the United States are prostituted each year, are victims of sex, child sex trafficking. The number is disturbing, to say the least. I'm in agreement with the doc. 2 million children are victims of child sex trafficking each year across the globe. The number is staggering and hard to believe. Yet the numbers are true, and society as a whole seems to look the other way. The average age of a child being trafficked at only 12 years old. 12 years old, sex trafficking. Slavery, which is not, abolished. It may be abolished by law, but by practice, for some people, we still have people enslaving people and children at that. Approximately one out of every seven children is sexually contacted or solicited by a predator while online. That's one out of every seven. Do the math. The danger is real. It is happening across the globe. It is happening across the nation. It is even happening in our cities, neighborhoods, and even in our hometown. So this thing is huge. From the conversation, what is a pedophile? Pedophiles, as defined by the Fifth Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, are individuals who are preferentially or solely sexually attracted to prepubescent children. That's before they reach puberty. Prepubescent children, generally 13 years or less. That's before you get body hair and start filling out musculature, curvatures, and females and things like that. So there are distinct classifications for other attractions to children, depending on the developmental stage the adult is sexually attracted to. Those who find children on the cusp of puberty sexually attractive are known as hebephiles. And hebephiles are individuals who are sexually attracted to children who have reached puberty. So we got hebephiles and epiphiles are individuals who are sexually attracted to children who have reached puberty. So, not all pedophiles are sex offenders, and conservatively, not all sex offenders are pedophiles. Some people who are sexually abuse children are not preferentially attracted to children at all. The abuse is a matter of opportunity. The child is a sexual surrogate for an unavailable adult, or the abuse represents a need to dominate and control another human being. A Melbourne man allegedly traveled to Los Angeles to purchase a 6-year-old boy for sex. Sadly, this is not unusual. Interpol, the world police, has noted a recent increase in people who traveled abroad to sexually abuse children, a process known as child sex tourism. Unbelievable. Sex tourism has become the scourge of the 21st century as a result of increased and cheap world travel, and Australia has its fair share of sex tourists. Many people believe they won't get caught if they travel to often developing countries to abuse children, or that Australian laws don't apply abroad. Wrong. Any Australian traveling abroad to sexually abuse children will face the same charges as if they were offended on home turf. The federal police are well aware of this sinister activity and have already successfully prosecuted a number of individuals under child sex tourism laws. Data published in Biology Letters found pedophile brains are, in essence, wired to find immature faces attractive. So how many pedophiles are there? Because it must be a lot to drive this industry into billions of dollars, even millions of dollars. Well, in order to gross more money than the arms trafficking racket, there would have to be a significant number of individuals who are attracted to children. We have a hotline for the child trafficking and slavery hotline. Call the hotline at 1-888-373-7888. Again, the hotline for child sex trafficking, human trafficking, slavery. Call the hotline again at 1-888-373-7888. From Wikipedia, these sex trafficking crimes are defined by three steps: acquisition, movement, and exploitation. The various types of sex trafficking are child sex tourism, CST, domestic minor sex trafficking, DMST, domestic, that's at home, or commercial sexual exploitation of children and prostitutes. According to the UN report from 2012, there are 2.4 million people throughout the world who are victims of human trafficking at any given moment. In this annual U.S. $32 billion industry, 80% of victims are being exploited as sexual slaves. That's a lot of folks. And what is going on with our sexuality and with this, you know, child trafficking statistics from the Ark of Hope, you know, U.S. and international. The Ark of Hope for Children has compiled the following U.S. and international statistics on human trafficking, child trafficking, and sex trafficking. These trafficking stats were sought so we could research the needs of rescued child trafficking victims. When a child has been rescued, transported, harbored, or received, and some commercial element is introduced into the production of child pornography, then that individual also engaged in child is also has also engaged in child trafficking. Whether they work in strip clubs or sweatshops, these boys and girls are victims of human trafficking. So they not only sex trafficking these children, but they're working in sweatshops, so labor, slavery. The Trafficking Victims Protection Act, the TVPA, defines severe forms of trafficking in persons as sex trafficking in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person induced to perform such an act has not attained 18 years of age. That's a minor child. The economic reality is that human trafficking is driven by profit. If nobody paid for sex, sex trafficking would not exist. Now, I'm going to say that one more time. The economic reality is that human trafficking is driven by profit. If nobody paid for sex, sex trafficking would not exist. So there's a demand for this. It can't, you can't generate a $32 billion business on sex trafficking, 80% in the U.S. are children used for sex if there's not a demand to have sex with children. So, is there, if there was no demand for sex with a child, no one could profit from it. Demand generates sales, sales generates profit, and all that generates kidnapping, enslaving children for profit, which is sad. Where do trafficked children come from? Where they come from? Where are you getting these kids from? Because that's a lot of kids, and it should be a lot of faces on milk cartons based on this. Child trafficking victims, whether for labor, sex, or organ trafficking, come from all backgrounds, include both boys and girls. They span a wide age range from 1 to 18 years old. Sex trafficking victims up to roughly 25 years old most often started as young as 14. Children are trafficked out of into the United States from all regions of the world and represent a variety of different races, ethnic groups, and religions. They may be brought to the U.S. legally or smuggled in. Trafficked children can be lured to the U.S. through the promise of school or work and promised the opportunity to send money back to their family. Children are also vulnerable to kidnappers, pimps, and professional brokers. Some children are even sold to traffickers by their family. The ultimate betrayal. Your mother, your father, your caretaker sell you to someone who may not have been understanding of what will happen to a child. I don't understand that. You're already wrong for selling your selling to anybody, any child. So whether you understand what's going to happen to them or not, you don't sell a child. How about that? U.S.-born children are also trafficked within the U.S. coming from any racial group, social economic background, and from or trafficked within both city and rural areas. Just this thing will have no boundaries. You can't say, oh, that's just in the hood. It's not happening like that. So the numbers. Update in 2012. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime reports the percentage of child victims has risen in a 3-year span from 20% to 27%. Of every 3 victims, 2 are girls and 1 is a boy. Gender and age profile of victims detected globally. 59% of women, 14% of men, 17% girls, and 10% were boys. So it looks like the females, and I'm not taking away from any male being, but the females are there are more females being kidnapped or sold into slavery than males. It doesn't matter numerically, because if one man is a slave, we have a problem about that. If it's a sex slave, we have a problem with that. We should have a problem with it anyway. And if that's happening to a child, that's unbelievable. 600,000 to 800,000 women, children, and men bought and sold across international borders every year, forced labor or commercial sex in the U.S. government. When international trafficking victims are added to the estimate, the number of victims annually is in the range of 2 to 4 million. What's going on? 50% of those victims are estimated to be children. So if it's 2 million, you got 1 million of them children. If it's 4 million, you got 2 million children getting kidnapped and sold into slavery / sex slaves. It's estimated that 67% of transactions for sex with underage girls start on the internet. 67% of transactions for sex with underage girls start on the internet. Not trying to shut the internet down, but parents, caretakers, grandmothers, grandfathers, uncles, and aunts, please monitor what your child's doing on the internet. Monitor what they do off the internet. It is estimated that, 2 million children are subjected to prostitution in the global commercial sex trade. There are 20.9 million victims of trafficking worldwide as of 2012. 1.5 million victims in the United States. Man is free, home of the brave. What are we doing? What's happening here? The impact. Human trafficking has surpassed the illegal sale of arms. Trafficking will surpass the illegal sale of drugs in the next few years. Drugs are used once they're gone. Victims of child trafficking can be used and abused over and over. A $32 billion a year industry, human trafficking is on the rise and is in all 50 states and the U.S. government. You know, we have 50 states. 4.5 million of trafficked persons are sexually exported. Up to 300,000 Americans under the age of 18 are lured into the commercial sex trade every year. From 14,500 to 17,500 of those victims are trafficked into the United States each year. Now, I'm not hearing much about anything about, I hear a lot about Donald Trump, but I don't hear anything about these people, these little people, and these big people being on trap. I don't hear much about that anywhere. And it's happening at an alarming rate. Are we able to protect our children? Can we at least protect the children? According to non-governmental U.S. sources, the average victim's age is 11 to 14. Approximately 80% of women and children bought and sold and imprisoned in the underground sex service industry. 80% are women and children. 80% are women and children. The average lifespan of a victim is reported to be 7 years, found dead from attack, abuse, HIV, and other STDs, malnutrition, overdose, or suicide. This is an 80% of the people we're talking about are women and children. The largest group of at-risk children are runaways, which you can kind of see that because they're going to run into a lot of strangers. A lot of people, strangers who their age, going to offer them help, pimps, just guys out there trying to, you know, flip them. Throwing away children or homeless American children who use survival sex to acquire food, shelter, clothing, and other things needed to survive on American streets. So, we have children who actually offer sex for shelter and food. They get to trade there. What happens is they get traded into the sex trade. According to the National Runaway Switchboard, 1.3 million runaway and homeless youth live on American streets every day. 5,000 die each year. It would not be surprising to learn that the number of children trafficked in the United States is actually much higher than 300,000. That's a lot of lives. That's a lot of children. I think Gil Scott's parent had a song that said, we got to do something to save the children. Because we're not, this is a lot of folks right here, a lot of little folks, a lot of young folks that really need our help. Children are often targeted by traffickers as they are deemed easier to manipulate than adults. More money can be earned by younger girls and boys exploited in sexual exploitation, especially virgins. So there's somebody, that's indication that there's somebody, some people out there who are willing to pay a lot of money to have sex with a child that is a virgin, that's never had sex with anybody. They want to be the, this is really something else right here. Prepubescent children are reported to be injected with hormones to bring on puberty. So, but you know, you got a kid that's under 13, got a 10-year-old, you know, injected him with some hormones so it'll look more, you know, mature. Younger girls are expected to have greater earning potential and as such are in greater demand. There's a great demand. There's a great demand for younger prepubescent children. This is really something else right here. I don't know how this is hitting anybody that's listening, but to see that our children are that vulnerable and in such great demand. Somebody just wants to be the, you know, the first one to introduce a child into sex. And I'm talking about a child. I don't even mean somebody's child. I mean a child. I mean, wow, this is really deep. Physical and mental consequences of trafficking for victims. Child victims of human trafficking face significant problems. And I can imagine a slave would have all kinds of problems. Often physically and sexually abused, they have distinctive medical and psychological needs that must be addressed before advancing in the formative years of adulthood. I can't imagine what that would be like psychologically, how that would affect a person being forced into slavery and a child and having sex with an adult that's doing all types of things to the child. Child victims of exploitation can face a number of long-term health problems. Sleeping and eating disorder. I can imagine that. You're probably sleepy, trying to go to sleep, you're tired, and there's a man or female trying to have sex with you. Maybe more than one. Who knows? Sexually transmitted diseases. Because you don't know where these people come from. Again, you have lots of people having sex with them. So the greater the number, the greater the risk. Even though all it takes is one. HIV, AIDS, pelvic pain, rectal trauma, urinary difficulty from working in the sex industry. Look at this. So they're just violating these kids. Ain't no sex. Urinary difficulty, pelvic pain, drug addiction. They give them drugs probably to keep them up, keep them high, get them high, get them addicted, so forth like that. Oh, now they are having sex to support their addiction. Chronic back, hearing, cardiovascular, or respiratory problems from endless days toiling in dangerous agriculture, sweatshop, or construction conditions. Those environmental risk. Fear and anxiety. Of course, a child would be in fear. An adult would be in fear in this situation. If somebody take you, force you to have all kinds of sex, oral, anal, vaginal, and who knows what else. Depression, mood changes, guilt and shame, culture shock from finding themselves in a strange country, post-traumatic stress disorder. That sounds, you know, the slaves must have went through the same thing. Traumatic bonding with the trafficker. Now, that's, what's that called, Stockholm Syndrome? From pull factors, the demand for cheap labor and for prostituted women, girls, and boys is the primary pull factor. Common push and pull factors exploited by traffickers include unemployment and perceived job opportunities overseas into the U.S. These are how they pull people in. Unhappy home situation. The victim may be in an abusive situation, their family may be in debt, or there may be an addict in the family. Relatives and friends live in the destination country. Returning migrants, legal and illegal, say they have made a better living for themselves. Those are all the things they suck people in with. Sex buyers are far more complicit in the victimization of sex trafficking. Sex tourism and sex pornography have become worldwide industries facilitated by technology such as the internet, which vastly expands the choices available to pedophiles and permit instant and nearly undetectable transactions. Now, how is that possible over the internet? That somebody's, are they disguising it? Because it's illegal. So I don't understand that. Like, how are they selling children, or, you know, or are these, you know, some kind of code? How are they doing that? Anyway, trafficking victims. Like other child victims, come from many backgrounds, as we said, and include both boys and girls. They're trafficked in the U.S. from all kinds, all regions, and things like that. Runaways. Many youth, especially U.S. citizen children, trafficked within the U.S., run away from problems at home and may be exploited as a result of emotional vulnerability, homelessness, and the need to survive. You could run away from home and engage in survival sex, find themselves vulnerable to pimps and traffickers involved in prostitution networks. Approximately 55% of street girls and a good percentage of boys engage in formal prostitution, and some think it is much higher than that. This means that a child client who has been homeless or living on the street for any amount of time has a great likelihood of having been sexually exploited or trafficked. So, our children who are running away from a very bad situation at home, they need a place to go to. Now, Philadelphia has a youth shelter called YES, and I think it's at 15th and Fairmont, Youth Emergency Shelter for Children. And also you have the Department of Human Services, and you know, it's called DIFAS in I think Jersey or county. They have different names for that. But if you get that beats being prostituted or, you know, raped or worked as a slave. The sexual exploitation of children is not limited to particular racial, ethnic, or social economic groups, although children from poor families appear to be at somewhat higher risk of commercial sexual exploitation. Most of the street children encountered in the study were Caucasian youth who had run away from middle-class families. One clear theme is the disproportionate number of street youth who have histories of recurrent physical or sexual abuse at home and took to the street in a desperate effort to bring their abuse to an end. Now, we have children who are being abused at home. Now, I don't know who it's by, mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, or anything, but they run right into the hand of the sex trafficker. According to these researchers, child sex or exploitation in the United States affects as many boys as girls, but boys are less well served by social service and law enforcement systems because of the widespread belief that boys are better able than girls to fend for themselves. I don't really get that. Without intervention, research has shown many boys shift from being victims of sexual abuse to victimizing other boys and girls as pimps and traffickers. So some of the boys, as they mature, become men, you know, you get stronger, you know the game, you've been out there, you start to, people are recruited in several different ways, such as through fake employment agencies, acquaintances is a person you think you know, or you know you don't know that well, but you spend some time with them. You give them a block of your life. You have a certain level of trust with an acquaintance. Newspaper ads, front businesses, that's a business that appear to be one thing, but it's really a sex slave or slavery industry. Word of mouth or the old abduction. So abduction, you abduct to take somebody by force, abduction. So, I mean, that would get any kid, that the one that comes from a good home, has no problems at home, has not been abused at home, just walking down the street, minding his business, trying to get back home or to wherever his destination is, somebody comes up, takes that kid or that person. Traffickers may be neighbors, friends, your friend, the sex trafficker, returnees, agricultural operators, owners of small business, diplomats, and even families. Listen to that. Number one, we got neighbors. Now, sometimes you know a neighbor that you can't trust. But suppose this is a Mr. Nice Guy. Friend, that's a person you trust. So you can get a friend, your kid can go visit a girlfriend's father, kidnap your daughter, have a soul in slavery, never see again. Diplomats, small business owners, excuse me. Increasingly, sex traffickers are organized crime syndicates, often in collaboration with corrupt law enforcement entities, government officials, or employers who may use several intermediaries from the first point of contact to the final destination of the victim. So there might be a couple of people in between there saying, The victim is transported. They use both legal and illegal means to transport, as I said that, and various techniques to keep their victim enslaved. They may keep them under lock and key or in isolation from the public and from their family members or support network, confiscate their passports or identification documents, use the threat of violence against the enslaved person or their families, threaten them with shame, fear of imprisonment or deportation, and control their money. The psychological effects of torture are helplessness, shame and humiliation, shock, denial and disbelief, disorientation and confusion, and anxiety disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, which you can expect that, phobias, panic attacks, and depression. Victims may experience traumatic bonding. That's the Stockholm syndrome, a form of coercive control in which the perpetrator instills in the victim fear as well as gratitude for being allowed to live or for any other perceived favors, however so small, that he gets from the his captor. Child sex slavery from the today there are at least there are at least 20,000 slaves under the age of 18 in the U.S. according to the Department of Justice. The average age is 13 years old. Can you imagine your 13-year-old son or daughter in that situation? Can you imagine you at 13 in that situation? 80% of children are girls, and 80% of those girls are sex slaves. The life expectancy of girls is 7 to 10 years from the time of their abduction, start of their enslavement. Slaveholders would send testers into the girls to pretend to rescue the girl. So they want to test it. It's like, if she engages with the tester, she will be beaten. So a tester, I'm going to send somebody to help the girl get out of the situation. I'm going to help you get out of here. Come on, let's go. If she gets up to go with that guy or girl or whoever it is, kid, they beat her. At some point, the girl gives up and becomes resigned to her new life, her hell on earth. And that's what it sounds like. Survival mode will kick in and she will quickly become hardened, disconnected, hopeless, angry, and isolated, trusting no one, which is the enslaver's goal. So basically, after so many beatings because you tried to go with somebody you thought was going to help free you from this situation, you give up on that. That creates a sense of hopelessness, and that's exactly what the slaveholder wants. Why don't these girls try to escape? There are many different methods these slaveholders use to manipulate and control their slaves. These impressionable and dependent children want to be accepted by someone. The slaveholder is the only one they really know in their new reality. Between the abusers and in the effort to keep the children, the slaveholder will also tell the girl he loves them, buy them gifts, and take them to exciting places in order to keep them submissive, producing a Stockholm syndrome where the victim actually thinks they are being loved, thus skewing their concept of love. So now they got a concept of love means you can abuse me as long as you treat me good sometimes. What is our government doing about slavery? The answer to that question is, they say not much. FBI recovery numbers are hundreds of children per year. So they're doing something. But numerically to the numbers, the hundreds and pale compared to this. I mean, because this seemed like it'd be pretty easy to track these people because they have all this advertisement. The FBI, you know, they known for infiltrating things. Why not infiltrate this? Anyway, the recovery rate is less than 1% of the actual traffic population. Less than 1%. So that's sad. And what happens when a child is rescued? The Department of Justice has confirmed that care facilities typically designed to support these trafficked children can give shelter to less than 100 of them. FBI policy is to place these rescued victims into juvenile hall, which sends a message to these children that they are criminals. The cost of a child in juvenile hall is $250 per day. Government agencies cannot give these children what they need most, love. So slavery is commonly throughout thought to be a thing of the past. Human traffickers generate hundreds of billions of dollars in profits by trapping millions of people in horrific situations around the world, including here in the U.S. Traffickers use violence, threats, deception, debt, bondage, and other manipulative tactics to force people to engage in commercial sex or provide labor for services against their will. While more research is needed on the scope of human trafficking, below are a few statistics. There go a few statistics. International Labor Organization estimates that there are 20.9 million victims of human trafficking globally. 68% of them are trapped in forced labor. 26% of them are children. 55% of them are women and girls. The International Labor Organization estimates that forced labor and human trafficking is a $150 billion industry worldwide. The U.S. Department of Labor has identified 139 goods from 75 countries made by forced and child labor. In 2016, an estimated 1 out of 6 endangered runaways reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children are likely child sex trafficking victims. Of those, 86% were in the care of social services or foster care when they ran. And that's very important right there. 86% of them. This is 2016, were in the care of social services or foster care when they ran. There is no official estimate of the total number of human trafficking victims in the U.S. Polaris estimates that the total number of victims nationally reaches into the hundreds of thousands when estimates of both adults and minors and sex trafficking and labor trafficking are joined together. Statistics from the National Human Trafficking Hotline and Polaris Be Free text line. More than 31,600 total cases of human trafficking have been reported to the hotline in the last 8 years. The hotline annually receives multiple reports from human trafficking cases in each of the 50 states and D.C. The number of human trafficking cases that Polaris learns about in the U.S. increases every year. 23% of texting conversations on the Polaris Be Free text line were from survivors of human trafficking, compared to 11% of phone calls on the hotline. The hotline receives an average of 100 calls per day. California Democrats legalized child prostitution also. That's a misnomer. They didn't actually legalize it. Here's what they did. This is from NBC News. California rules that children can no longer be called prostitutes. Beginning January the 1st, prostitution by minors will be legal in California. Yes, you read that right. You read that right, he said. So, the SB 1322 bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18 for soliciting and engaging in prostitution or loitering with the intent to do so. So teenage girls and boys in California will soon be free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. They said that this is terribly destructive. This is a terribly destructive legislation. It was written and passed by the progressive Democrats who control California state government with two-thirds majority. To their credit, they are sincere in their belief that decriminalizing underage prostitution is a good public policy that will help victims of self-trafficking. So, because these individuals are, as I've been reading, victims of sex slaves, have been kidnapped, forced into this situation. They are victims, and they say we're not going to incarcerate them for engaging in this sex industry. Unfortunately, the reality is the legislation of underage prostitution suffers from the fatal defect, endemic or progressive left policy making. It ignores experience, common sense, and most of all, human nature. The unintended but predictable consequence of how the real villains, pimps, and other traffickers in human misery will respond to this law. So these people have a fear that the pimps and the sex traffickers will still be against the law, whether it involves running adult women or young girls, but legalizing child prostitution will only give them incentives and increase the exploitation of underage girls. So they think they're just going to give these pimps incentive to export more people because they're not going to be arrested. So I put you out there. I'm the pimp. Put you out there. You work. You don't even got to worry about getting arrested. So what's the penalty for that? What's going to make that a risky thing for a child to do? But a child being forced to do that, and I don't know. I understand what one group is saying. I understand what the other group. One group is saying that these people are victims. They're not. They didn't just wake up and say, "I want to be a prostitute." They were forced into it. They are victims of sex or exploitators. Then you have this law that says we're not going to lock them up. We're not going to prosecute them as criminals. And some people feel that that's going to, help the traffic, the child sex traffickers. Simply put, more time on the street and less time in jail means more money for pimps and more victims for them to exploit. So, minors involved in prostitution are clearly victims, and allowing our law enforcement officers to pick these minors up and get them away from their pimps and into custody is a dramatically better solution than making it legal for them to sell themselves for sex. That only deepens their victimization and renders law enforcement powerless to stop the cycle of abuse. So they're saying that the police should pick them up and get them away from the pimps. But the legislation is saying do not criminalize them because they are victims. They are instead to be treated as victims who can be placed into a safe environment by the Department of Social Services. And as you see, that some children who ran away were in social services. Keep them out of the criminal justice system and potentially off the streets again, forced into prostitution, said State Senator Holly Mitchell, who introduced the SB 1322 bill. It is legal. It is still illegal for an adult to solicit or engage in sexual activity with a minor. So if you're soliciting a minor and you're about that type of thing, it's still illegal for you. And say prostitution is illegal, and it's illegal, double illegal, if you got trying to have that kind of situation with a minor. So this is some deep stuff right here. I don't know what to say, but that is happening in the country so much. And I want to reiterate that the hotline, sex trafficking, slavery, call hotline is 1-888-373-7888. Again, the hotline number is the call the hotline at 1-888-373-7888. So they said, to protect the identity of the people we serve, the national hotline does not disclose exact statistics related to venues, industries, or caller information when referenced fewer than 3 times. All right, so the National Human Trafficking Hotline maintains one of the most extensive data sets on the issue of human trafficking in the United States. The statistics contained on this website are based on aggregated information learned through signals, phone calls, emails, and online tip reports received by the hotline. The data does not define the totality of human trafficking or of a trafficking network in any given area. The National Hotline uses this data to help human trafficking victims and survivors and to provide the anti-trafficking field with information to help combat all forms of human trafficking. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We Talk Productions for having me on the show. All listeners, thank you for listening in tonight. I'm sorry to bring such a tragic topic to the foreground.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Needed to be heard. See you next week.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
Tune in.
You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Do 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 do